general Chinese, it's just there. People want an audience or in our minds. It's either continual sort of interplay of how am I feeling at the moment. If I was to move that leg a little bit, I'd feel a bit more comfortable. And there's sort of physical things and mental things going on in relation to our level of ease and comfort. Quite a lot of the time. And this pair, well, they underlie the experience with all the rest as well. So if the experience gain, the experience pleasure, and the experience loss, the experience pain, and so on through all of these. So pleasure and pain go with all these other pairs all the time. So I was reflecting on the sort of dangers, I suppose. To me, it hasn't always seemed a danger to always be sort of adjusting, making these little minor adjustments to feel a bit more comfortable. It seems, well, in a way, that's not a big problem, is it? It's not an enormous thing to be working with. But if we do do that, we're just letting ourselves be blown around by the worldly winds, actually. If we're always just reacting to every sensation, to sort of change it to make us feel a bit more comfortable or to reduce the amount of discomfort. We're at the mercy of the worldly winds when we're doing that. So why is that a problem again? Or why is that the difficulty? I'm thinking on the one hand it's craving and aversion that's going on. We're sort of obviously we're craving a bit more pleasure and we're feeling averse to a bit more discomfort. So that's where we're just playing with craving and aversion in that a big gap on the wheel of life, isn't it, between feeling and craving. And also the Lokka Dharmas described in the Pali text in the Mangala Sutta particularly, the effect they have is a bit like an earthquake. They make our minds quake and shake and oscillate. Now, since one of our minds are sort of oscillating and quaking and shaking, and that experience of always adjusting to minutiae in our experience, we're kept very much on the surface of our experience. We're not able to go more deeply into our experience. So the meditation is a good example of that. If we just don't sit still, but we're continually adjusting our posture or stretching.